Warning, this episode is rated 18, as it contains language that is not appropriate. So if you're 17 or younger, you know, drop this phone now, or this laptop or computer, whatever you're playing with. Yeah, drop it.
I would rather fall in love. Because why would you want to laugh at the start of every meet and greet? That's terrible.
You have seen each other naked, meet and greet.
So in this week's episode, I sat down with a couple friends of mine who happen to be listeners of the podcast. If you want to feature on the podcast, just head down to our Twitter page at @MafejokwamiPod, slide in our DMs and, you know, let's get talking. And yeah, I also want to apologize for the sound quality. If it doesn't sound that nice, I'm sorry. I messed up. Gee, I fucked up. But we'll just keep it rolling. But anyways, enough talk. Let's get this. One more thing. This is a two-part series. So when this episode finishes, it's not yet over. Just chill and just play the next episode right after. Thank you. And yeah, so let's get this now. Let's get this. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Pop Podcast. And as usual, it's me, your host, Fumilola, aka Fumi Pepe, host with the most. And today, as you can see, we are plenty. There's a lot of guests. So without further ado, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So who wants to go first?
Okay. Hi, I'm Lano Fumi, soft girl Lano.
AKA PR, right?
Hi, I'm Para.
Okay, is that it?
Wow, is that it?
The fuck you want me to see?
And the last person, keep shut. Nobody needs to know you. They already know you, so don't come. Oh yeah, do
it. Okay. Hi everybody, it's Josh, the guest who makes jests of the rest and is the best.
My problem is that too sabi.
Shut up!
See, I'm sure that's
how long I worked on
that. He has been working on it for so long. Just to come and drop meat. Oh, that worked.
Wow.
Anyhow,
I'm not with kids.
What did he say?
True. But anyhow, welcome, guys. Today's episode is we're going to be playing a game. Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned it, but the game we're going to be playing today is drum roll. No, you shut up.
Okay.
Drum.
Wow. You just know she's from Mushi. You just know.
Anyhow, the game we are going to be playing today is called Pick Your Poison. Yes. So right in front of you, I've provided two delicious looking food. I did not do that. But imagine I did that. That would have been nice. Then both foods were poisoned. I had to pick one to eat. But that's not the game we'll be playing today. It's still Pick Your Poison, but I'm going to present you with two options and you have to, you know, pick your poison. So is everybody
okay? So okay. Is it would you rather do this or this?
Yes, it's essentially the same thing, but we had
why did you have to go out and put poison? Why?
It's rebranding. Yeah. Rebranding. Alright. Pari, are you good?
Yeah, I am.
PR, you good?
Yes, sure.
Alright. So Pari, you'll be answering first. So the two options. Let's start slow, you understand? Nothing too difficult. Mm-hmm. So, Option A, would you either laugh uncontrollably the first time you see someone naked, or fall in love immediately with every person you see naked?
Laugh uncontrollably.
Wow, that would be bad. What are you saying, Pierre?
I would rather fall in love, because why would you want to laugh at the start of every meet and greet? That's terrible.
You have seen each other naked, meet and greet.
The Paris started like anytime she does it, I won't meet and greet. But wait, what meet and greet are we talking about first of all?
What do you
Because the one me I'm talking like, are we on the same page?
I guess so.
Because the one me I used to do, like, you know, it's like the one we did the last time, Parish.
Cap, why are you capping on the podcast?
Wow, okay.
Josh, what is Josh's answer?
Well, I would laugh uncontrollably. I don't do that. My mother told me this.
Why? But how would you like, after you finish laughing, how do you like play it off?
Yeah, I will explain that. What do you say? Do you know how many kana? You know I school in Ife. Do you know how many mad people are in Ife that are naked? So you're telling me I'll just be walking on the road one day, I'll just see mad person. I'll run my two.
Wow. Okay, interesting answers. What would I do? I don't know. I'll just laugh uncontrollably. It's not. Why would I want to fall in love?
No,
like that's like rad. How many people are now being in love with?
Do you know what's mad about that?
Hold on. Wait. How many people would you be in love with?
They call him Fumi Pepe for a reason.
See you.
They call him Fumi Pepe for a reason.
What do you think? Remove your head from the gutter. Gynecologist name is so. It's my profession. I happen to see people naked from time to time. So,
like she studied,
it's not what you think.
Like she studied biochemistry.
I crossed in my second year. What are you saying?
People do lie, sha. Like. Axine, don't you get tired of lying?
Alright, ma.
Yes, say another one.
Listen.
No, it's not sorrow now.
Listen,
you have to run in your mouth.
Don't worry.
Exactly. Anyhow, let's move on to the next one. I said it will start off light. Alright, so, option A. Amputate a friend's leg without painkillers. Or, option B. You'd attend a class and halfway through the class, you get naked. Well, pick your poison, guys.
Wait, how close is the friend?
Your best friend. Whatever. Get your leg.
Wow.
Wow, you
lack compassion.
Come and go, please.
Wait, Rex. Is the amputation happening like? Is the amputation happening, like whether like I choose it or not, the amputation will still happen, but with painkillers, yeah?
I don't understand.
Like, let's say, hypothetical scenario.
You are the one that will just...
So, because of me, my friend
like
will
not lose
a leg. No, kind of. So, because of me, my friend will lose a leg, and I will have to amputate it.
Yes, you have to do it.
So
you have to
wait. So, basically, the question is, would you rather go naked in the class, blah, 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 or... cuts off your friend mad.
Yes.
Wait, how many?
I'm glad it took you that long to figure out the question, but okay.
Yes. I would rather go naked. I mean, I'm...
Yeah, you wanted to ask something?
No,
how many
wait.
Classes? Is it every class or just one?
Just one.
Just one
I'm a hot babe. Let's go naked, please.
Exactly. I'm going to look at it. And everybody will have to be like ducking in the crowd.
I'm still
like,
amputating, Sha.
Fire is just one class and it's halfway.
I'm amputating.
Wait. Let me put it. Your friend would lose their arm for the rest of their life. And you just, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes that you just be there.
I'm amputating.
Rex, the problem with this question is like Pare, like she doesn't have like friends.
Nice one.
There is nobody to disappoint.
Exactly.
Wow, Pare. It makes sense now, So no need to press further. Let's move on. This one is interesting. Let's see. So, option A, have every partner from now. Wait, I'm assuming you all are single. Exactly. Have every partner from now on cheat on you or donate half of your salary to Boko Haram. So, pick your poison.
Wait.
Yeah, thank you.
Does the partner include marriage?
Sponsoring terrorism. Yes, now. Okay, Pare, let's work. Oh, wow. Pick your poison.
I'd rather have every partner cheat on me.
Wow. I mean, that's assuming you get someone, but anyway.
Wow.
Josh, what are you saying?
Same thing. It's not like do you have to be loyal also?
Do you have to be loyal?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's up to you, but there won't be loyal.
Man is like after a while like you would get used to it, but it's bad to get used to like someone
you get used to the mother of your children. You know, every night going outside to go and be collecting another man's.
Yeah. So you think all these Davido's baby mama and code, they don't go. Why did I say Davido? Sorry my goats. All these whiskey baby mama and code. You think they are the only ones sleeping with them?
But all this, you are not whiskey. Neither are you Davido, you're not that guy.
You can never know. In future, do you know where this podcast will reach?
Josh, have you seen yourself? Do you think your future is that bright? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry.
Wow.
I'm not at that part.
Wow.
I'm not at that part.
You know, if you like it or not, you are going to hear from my lawyers on Monday. Oh God.
I would just like.
You think
I'll cheat? Well, the cheating part. I mean, so people can play the game, please. Besides, how much is therapy? Maybe somebody will just go for therapy.
How much? Why are you all of you just bringing up things that you don't have? What's
wow.
Which money? So, you are struggling to eat, and also you are planning therapy.
Wow.
Therapy. But wait, that sounded like you are coming from experience that are two can play in that game.
I mean, you're not wrong, neither are you right.
Wow.
Cook.
Explain.
I mean, it's both.
It's both. Well, that's me assuming that you have somebody. But anyway, let's move on. This one is just funny. This one is easy one. Light work. Josh.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
Option A. Be unable to chew with your mouth closed. Or go to jail for 6 months.
Wait.
Maximum prison. Maximum Nigerian prison.
B.
6 months.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Lano, what are you saying?
You said quick fire.
I mean, you have to be able to think fast. Maybe she's still putting. So let's move on to Pare.
The prison. 6 months.
I mean,
really?
Like that.
Chew your mouth that close. Right, is it that bad?
No, it's actually that bad.
That you go to maximum prison. Wow.
I would also go with six months.
Maxim, do you people know what they do in prison, Sha?
Exactly. 6 months. Do you know how terrible it is like to open your mouth every time you chew?
Do you know how terrible it will be? How terrible it will be?
Rex, Rex. That's why I chose it. That's why I chose it without hesitation. What?
That's why I didn't question you.
What was that? What did you say?
Exactly. Savvy boy. Left for you already. Anyway, let's not go there. Don't let me expose you too much. But anyway, let's move on. That was easy. Light work. Fire.
Yeah.
Option A, would you join a gang to beat up your best friend or drink a glass of all the sweats you lost during the day, every night before bed?
I will beat up my best friend. I'll join the
This fire does not even work. This fire is
Fire's friend. Fire's friend is just like, if you are Fire's friend, what happened?
I swear.
Fire is not even thinking about
it. It's drink like, sweat. Nah, I'll beat up my best friend.
Would you take care of the best friend after? Eh? Would you explain what happened? Why you had to do that?
I said she will understand.
Wow. Pierre, what are you doing?
I'll just beat up my best friend now.
Exactly.
It's just one glass. I feel like sweat is not even that bad.
Sorry?
No, like, come of it. We have all tasted our sweat now, Josh, haven't we?
I'm drinking my sweat now.
It's not that bad. It is. Now. It's like,
It is. Imagine, like, walking around walking around the old OAU campus, sweating inside lab for hours, then coming
so
out
you walk.
To drink that. Please, no.
I can't relate.
Rich kids.
I can't relate.
I drink my sweat anyway.
But what I'm saying,
What?
What I was going to say is that, like, sweat is not, it's like flavored water now. It's just a little bit of just this. Josh, what are you picking? Let me even.
I'm drinking my sweat. Sweat is not that bad.
Exactly.
Just like, it's good for your body, like salty shit. No, not shit, like salty water.
Sorry.
I mean, like, you're taking salty water, like, it's not that bad. Plus,
it's not that bad, exactly.
Plus,
exactly, it's not that bad.
Wow, I'm not saying this, no way. It's too.
What I was even going to say is that, like, it's still part of it's still yourself, you understand? And, you know, they always say that, like, you are what you eat, so if you are drinking yourself, think about it.
God, I beg.
Think about it.
God, I beg.
Just think. Think.
No.
I'll leave you with that.
No.
While on eating stuff or drinking glasses of stuff. So, PR, would you rather drink a glass of someone else's vomit or stick your hand in a blender?
I'll drink the vomit. Then detox after.
Detox. Where's the one detox? Oh my god, that's nasty though. The person's vomit. Like, you watch the person vomit it before you drink it.
Put my hand in a blender, I can lose all my fingers. And fingers.
What?
Fingers are what?
What?
They are important.
For what?
For
writing.
Writing.
What else? I think. You have to like focus on what you do. Because I've been noticing your answer since morning.
Joshua, leave me alone. Joshua, leave me alone.
You started with meet and greet. Yeah, fingers are important.
I'm talking about writing. For writing now.
Where now?
Writing where? Where are you writing?
Like, if you want to jot or something, like, you need your fingers.
What's this something?
Please let me go to the next person.
Wait, Farid, do you also jot with your fingers?
just with my fingers. Yes, now.
Wow. Josh, do you jot with your fingers?
No. I jot with the palm of my hand.
I don't know why. I mean, there is more space there, but you know, to each his own. Fire, what are you doing?
Bruh, I think I will drink the vomit too.
Oh, imagine the pacing there, like, are you there, like,
wait, rest, Rex, what type of sound did you just make? What do you call it? I just had flashbacks. What?
Just now, stop.
Sorry.
Stop. Oh. This is not the place. Anyhow, Josh, what are you doing?
I'm drinking the vomit, sir.
But seriously, like, I would rather stick my hand in the blender.
I'm drinking the vomit. Vomit is basically food with enzymes and saliva. That's what, yeah?
If you put it that way, I don't think I can resist it. Okay, I'll take the vomit. It's after all, somebody just broke the food down for you, like you said.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's move away from that. Let's pick something a bit light. So, would you rather drink diarrhea milkshake or never have sex again?
Again?
Yes, like hot diarrhea, like fresh one. No?
What the fuck is diarrhea milkshake?
You don't know. Oh, okay.
I know what diarrhea is now, but what is diarrhea milkshake? It's like somebody vomited in the milkshake, Abby.
No. Let me explain. So imagine. Anyway, sorry for the break in transmission. We're back now. So, can you guys still remember the question?
Yes.
All right. So it was hot diarrhea.
I totally remember. I promise. I fucking remember.
Should I repaint the picture?
Maybe for the people that
it's a very hot afternoon. Do you understand? The sun is scorching, and you enter this place, and you just see the man. The man has not painted for God knows how long. It's like bending down, and they're holding this jug. And he's spraying this jug. Oh my God. It's like, man.
You have a very weird fetish.
Like, you can smell it from where it is. Sorry?
You have a very weird fetish. Like, what's your own with people's discharge?
With this discharge?
You like it.
Why did you call it discharge?
You like it. You said vomit, you said poo, you said sweat, everything.
I'm not the one writing these questions, the producers. I'm just here to...
No. You are giving us an image we did not ask for.
Yes,
please.
And I also want to give you more. Like, you are standing and you can smell it from where you are. Then they now bring the milk, they add it, they are turning it. You can see the colors begin, like the thick brown is beginning to lighten up now. Do you understand? And I'll drop some ice blocks there for you. At first, all the ice blocks melt instantly because of, you know, the sheet was very hot. But then I add more and it's chilled. Although it still smells bad though. But yeah, so that's the milkshake. Or you never have sex again. Alright, so Barry, what are you doing? Pick your poison. What? I'm not surprised.
I'm taking a milkshake.
I'm not surprised. I don't know what's wow. Wow. Before I know what, no comments. Lana, what are you? Where are you picking?
I'm taking the milkshake. There's milk inside. I'll take it that way.
Wow, is milk used to justify? How about you to justify drinking? Wow, there's milk inside. So that means if I put milk on, getting you will take it too.
No, just in this situation. Please, the other option is scary. Let's just go with this.
Scary? Celibacy is scary. What? Wow. Well, Josh, I don't think I need to ask you because, you know.
Normal.
2 years long. Josh, shut up.
2 years long cup.
Hmm?
2 years Josh, one cup.
How many cups are you drinking?
58.
Wait, I trust you. So all of you here cannot just, you know, maybe dedicate your body for something else other than this.
I beg.
How many minutes of satisfaction are you, or pleasure are you looking for? Then you're going to drink somebody's hot shit.
It's not about pleasure. I want children.
You want that's children? You don't need to have sex to have children, Josh.
Next question, please.
Pare, would you rather have every text you receive immediately read out loud by your phone or lose your short-term memory?
Lose my what?
Your short-term memory.
What is short-term memory? As in I'll not be remembering this. You said lose my short-term memory.
Yeah. I don't know if you are like doing a joke or like you actually.
I'm trying to understand, like, if you say lose short-term memory, that means
like things that you would not remember, things that happen within a short period of time. Have you?
Oh.
Like, yeah, so all these things, discussions we're having, immediately everything's just, if you're not paying attention, you just forget straight.
And I'd rather have my, like, every message I receive being read out loud.
Wow. I mean, I'm not surprised. You get no bitches, so.
Exactly.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Lano, what are you picking?
It depends on the message. It depends on if Snapchat is included, then sorry, I'd rather lose my memory.
Mm-mm. What do you say on Snapchat?
It's not about the type of message, but it's Snapchat. I'd rather lose my memory, honestly.
Wait, what are you saying on Snapchat that you're not saying to me? sorry, I'm distracted. Josh, sorry. What are you picking?
The thing about me is like everybody knows, like there's nothing normal. I'll just like have my read out loud.
So I just
because really a short term memory. It's not even like a personal like. It's not. Like, cause I want to remember what you know. Like, once you have like close, if you had like any close family member that I like, get to, that I like, expect to come up for that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. You didn't have to go all that deep, bro. Well, that's what she said.
No, I'm saying like if you just like no, if you have someone that has lost. Yeah, like short term memory, like all these old people, you know, like it's better to get there.
Yeah.
Like, you get, like, I've had someone that like, lost that, like, she had the same conditions. Like, we're not even close, and I like, feel very sad.
Josh, I said, don't make this so emotional, man. Ah, it's okay. My body's not doing one kind. Rest in peace to her.
Who's crying? Somebody's crying.
Wait.
Who said she's dead?
Sorry, that's what. I'm sorry, I just felt like saying something there, sorry. Get real soon.
But the only upside is she has lost her short-term memory, so she's not able to report anything.
Josh, what did you used to do to her?
What? I never said I was doing
people. Okay. Sorry. So let's get this one. So we've come to the end of part one.
stick around for part two. But don't forget to share this episode, leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening on, drop reviews down below, comments on our Twitter page, and yeah. But for now, stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business, but most importantly, jaw off a joke for me. Why did I say jaw?